The world of winemaking lost an innovator and pioneer this week. Peter Mondavi, the man behind Charles Krug Winery and brother of legendary winemaker Robert Mondavi, passed away at the age of 101.
Well, joining us to talk about it, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine in the WTOP Wine of the Week. Great to have you back, Scott.
Hi, Sean. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Scott.
Now, the Mondavi name is epic when it comes to California wine. Tell us a little bit about Peter Mondavi and why he's such an important figure in California wine history.
Well, sure. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Peter Mondavi was actually the moving force behind the Charles Krug Winery, not the Robert Mondavi. That was his brother. But Peter Mondavi ran the Charles Krug Winery, and he was a visionary, a true legend. For example, he was the first person in Napa Valley to introduce French oak barrels for wine aging. That was revolutionary. And then in 1963, he was the first to employ cold filtered fermentation to prevent wine spoilage. This was revolutionary. It made it possible for Napa vintners to produce crisp white wines that wouldn't oxidize. And now everybody uses it. It was remarkable. This guy, it was a real loss to the winemaking world. But I have to say, you talk about a character. This guy actually retired in 2015 at the tender age of 100. He was the oldest winemaker in Napa Valley.
That's amazing. And he leaves some pretty good stuff behind, Scott.
Let's talk about some of those Charles Krug wines. And as a toast to Robert Mondavi, the 2014 Charles Krug Sauvignon Blanc from the St. Helena region of Napa Valley is a great example of the innovations that he brought forward. Fragrant scents of tropical fruit and grapefruit dominate the nose. Repeated on the palate were flavors of passion fruit and honeydew melon just glide in on the tongue. But it's that bright acidity that keeps the flavors focused, and the finish featuring just a touch of lemon-lime citrus, clean and refreshing, thanks to that cold fermentation that he developed. $18.
Let's go out with a Pinot Noir.
Let's talk about the 2013 Charles Krug Pinot Noir. This comes from the Carneros region, which straddles Napa and Sonoma Valleys. And he was the first person in Napa Valley to recognize Carneros as its own region. It produces a wine with perfumed nose of wild strawberries, bright red cherries. And you get these delicate flavors of fresh strawberry, plum, and ripe cherry. Just float really across the palate, all the way to that beautiful, elegant finish. And it has just the right amount of acidity to keep all those flavors in balance. $27.
Nice. Thank you, Scott.
All right, stay warm.
You too. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.